This is All Things Considered on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Peter Biello. Researchers at the University of New Hampshire have discovered a new way to detect a bacterium that has contaminated New England oyster beds and made some consumers sick. Joining me now to talk about this is Dr. Cheryl Whistler. She's Associate Professor of Molecular, Cellular, and Biomedical Sciences at UNH and one of the co-developers of this new detection method. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So what bacterium does this detect?
It detects Vibrio parahemolyticus. That's a hard one to say, so we could just call it Vipera.
Okay, and what kind of harm does it do?
Well, it is the leading cause of bacterial seafood-borne infections in the world. It causes a severe gastroenteritis. It rarely leads to death. It can, in some instances, lead to a fatal sepsis. But typically, people just feel like they're going to die because they are so ill for several days before it clears.
Is this a naturally occurring bacteria? Does it just appear in oyster beds, or is this man-made somehow?
It is absolutely a naturally occurring bacterium, and the vast majority of the strains out in estuaries are actually harmless and don't cause any kind of human infection. And it's really very rare instances where a strain is capable of causing infection in humans.
And does this happen because people tend to eat oysters raw?
Yes, indeed. So Vibrio parahemolyticus, Vipera, is not... cannot infect if it's been killed. And if you cook the shellfish, you are actually entirely safe as long as there's not cross-contamination from mishandling.
So you've developed this new method of detection. What is this method?
Well, it is based on a platform that is being used for other detection. So it's called PCR, or polymerase chain reaction. And what we've done that is different than others is we've actually sequenced the genomes of hundreds of strains and done detailed comparisons of their genomic content, so the genes that they actually have. And we've identified particularly diagnostic genetic traits in this particular strain that has become invasive in the Atlantic Ocean. And we developed a strategy to detect that strain and then also the known virulence genes that contribute to disease. So it's a multi-locus detection strategy.
And it would allow essentially a sample to be taken from a particular oyster bed, and then you could test that sample to see if the bacteria exists.
Yes. So we can enumerate the bacterium through standard practices, applying this detection strategy on top of what scientists already do to, or managers do, to actually enumerate how many bacteria are in oyster beds. But it also can be used if somebody becomes ill. We can test the strain that comes from the human very rapidly and know whether or not we have an emerging outbreak by this particularly invasive strain.
So now that you can detect it, is it also easier to destroy it? Or do you essentially have to say, okay, we found this bacteria in this oyster bed, so all the oysters from this bed really should just be cooked. They shouldn't be eaten raw.
Well, I will say that our primary concern is management, because there's really, unless you cook it, you can't stop infections. There's always going to be some risk with eating raw shellfish. But of course, raw shellfish is delicious. So we would really want to be able to use this detection to inform management strategies on how quickly the shellfish is actually iced so that there's no growth of bacteria. Its presence alone is not so much the issue as its concentration becoming high enough that it can cause a human infection, because these bacteria don't typically cause infections when they're in very low concentration in the shellfish. So we really need to inform proper management so that when these bacteria emerge and start becoming very abundant, that's when you would want to monitor the shellfish harvesting, potentially do some proactive closures during windows where we know that it's very abundant, but then also be able to make decisions about reopening harvesting when the time has passed and it's safe to eat the shellfish again.
Is this method going to be able to prevent losses for oyster harvesters?
I would say absolutely. And the reputation of oyster farms is incredibly important. So if they are providing a safe product and they're doing everything they can to ensure the safety of the product is going to maintain its market share. It really is when you have unexpected infections and then the negative press that comes along with that, that is really harmful to the growers, because they really are doing an incredible job of managing their harvesting. But we really need to have good scientific information to help people make decisions about what are the appropriate measures to take to ensure public health.
Dr. Cheryl Whistler, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Cheryl Whistler of the University of New Hampshire. She and a team of researchers have developed a new method of detecting a specific kind of possibly harmful bacteria in oyster beds.